This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Dirty Harry from 2005 by Gorillaz. What a tune. I love the melody running throughout that, the little hook melody on that synthesizer. One of the things that Damon Albarn's good at, and one of the many things he's good at, he's a bit of a genius, is Damon. And yeah, I'd call that responsible use of synthesizers. Because they can be used irresponsibly. I won't name names, that would be ungentlemanly. But yeah, that's the theme of this week's Finest Hour. Responsible use of synthesizers. And by the way, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm with you till 4 o'clock. So yeah, that's my theme, responsible use of synthesizers. And my featured artist is a guy called Richard Swift, who I'll tell you a little bit more about in a second. First of all, thank you to everybody who welcomed me to this afternoon slot last week. Jeanette Lewis says, happy to hear the G Love and Special Sauce. I remember dragging my boyfriend, now husband, to see them in Birmingham after hearing them on the radio. Probably on the Mark and Lard show. Heard most of my interesting stuff on their show back in the day. And I love G Love so much. Played them to a friend who thought I was off my rocker. Needless to say, we're no longer friends. A very serious lady, aren't you, Jeanette? Nick Ward was digging Rufus Wainwright. And he says he's painting his lounge, or he was painting his lounge this time last week with his 15-year-old daughter, who thinks she knows everything about decorating and she's watched DIY SOS. Thank you, Nick. Gillian Woodward got in touch last week as well and said that I have completely won her over with my love of Tom Waits. Well, I might have to play some more Tom Waits later in the show then. Doug Rogers says nice things. He says Bjork's a fan of the grapefruit too. I was talking last week about Michael Eavis eating an entire grapefruit every morning. And he says, do you remember a tribute during an acceptance speech? I am grateful. Grapefruit! All the best, Doug. It sounds like Bjork, that, doesn't it? Polly Butterworth got in touch, said that her daughter Sue listens to it, but she's otherwise engaged on a Sunday. And she also said, I don't really play her sort of music. Thanks for getting in touch anyway, Polly. Pete Glover gets in touch and says, thanks for playing some Mark Kozulak from Red House Painters. He saw him at Union Chapel last Sunday and he was fantastic as always. I'll read out some more emails as the show goes on. Most of them are just being full of positivity about Six Music generally, but I'm very flattered. Thanks to Flash Gorsden, Tiffy 68, Gil Gardner, Innick Darns and Casamelville and all the other hundreds of people who got in touch through Twitter. You've made me feel very warm, very welcome. Onward. Richard Swift is an artist that we became aware of, we being the band, Elbow, that we became aware of a good few years ago now. One of the loveliest things about being in a band is if you really, really dig something, if you all like it, you can sort of, you can steer your course to coincide with your heroes, you can meet them and you can tour with them sometimes. And we've supported some of our heroes and we've had some of our heroes support us. Richard Swift supported us on a tour of the States a few years ago. Not only is he an excellent, interesting, authentic and relaxed musician, he's one of the coolest cats you'll ever meet. He really is a lovely man. This is from the Walt Wolfman EP, which has got one of my favourite sleeves ever. It's a picture of Walt Whitman with the old movie logo from The Wolfman superimposed over the top. It's got a bit of a Halloween theme, this EP of Richard's. This tune, in fact, is called Dracula, brackets, Hey Man, and you'll know why it's called Hey Man within a few moments of me beginning the tune. The first from our chosen artist this week, I've forgotten the phrase again, featured artist this week, Richard Swift, here's Dracula and Hey Man. I've listened to the opening lyrics, actually, talking about, just concentrate on the lyrics of the first few verses. Very cool, very laid back. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Something. Yeah, hey man.
great, eh? Dracula and Hey Man from Richard Swift, my featured artist this week. Two more from Richard before 4 o'clock, when Jarve takes over. So that sort of laid back, click your fingers right next to your hips kind of vibe from that Richard Swift tune put me in mind of this next one by Stevie Wonder. My friend Alison Taylor played me this tune when I was on holiday with her and a bunch of other folk. I actually made my programme from the poolside. And as a treat to all you finest hour listeners, I'm going to Brooklyn for Christmas and I think I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to make some shows from there. Anyway, yeah, so Alison turned me on to this tune. I played it for her on that programme. I'm going to play it for her again now. The lyric really makes me chuckle on this one. The opening lyric into the chorus. I'm not sure why it makes me laugh. I think it's repetitive nature. Here he is, the wonderful Stevie Wonder. And not many people know, actually, that as well as being a Grammy-nominated artist, Stevie Wonder is also the patent holder of Wonderweb, the clothing adhesive that keeps your turnips up. Did you know that? Bet you didn't. Here's Stevie Wonder with I Don't Know Why I Love You.
Me when I'm down, that's your rule. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Ooh. Oh, you never stop your cheating ways with another guy. You laugh in my face.
Stevie Wonder, brackets Web. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. It's good, isn't it? For my mate Alison. So, it's worth remembering that I pre-record this programme. I'm in my house in North Manchester. I'm in the attic of the house. It's a Wednesday evening for me. It's just going dark. So I won't get your messages for a few days. I won't be picking them up live. But do get in touch with all your Song for Guy recommendations, your witticisms and your criticisms. I got a concerned email from someone, actually. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, here we go. Chris says, the more I think about it, when you asked several times for viewers to mail in their insults, I thought it was a genuine request, or I didn't know if it was a genuine request or droll humour. Now I'm a bit worried about you. Are people mailing in horrible things? That's no good, is it? I hope not. Chris, no. Nobody emails in horrible things. And if they do, they wouldn't get past my fierce bodyguard, Peter Hardy. He's on the production crew at Media City Salford, and he's an animal. Do you know what I mean? He's a killer. So they don't get through the Peter filter. so to speak. This next tune was a Song for Guy recommendation from Jane Nash in Brighton. I stress recommendations and not requests. I want to hear stuff that you think I've not heard before. We want to expand everybody who's listening's music knowledge. I want everybody who tunes into the Finest Hour to at least once a week go, oh, that was good, I might want to own that, and then go and purchase it legally on the internet. That's the idea anyway. And the other great thing, of course, for me personally, is my music knowledge gets bigger, broader, and then I take it into the studio and I pass it out amongst the rest of the L Boys, and it informs the music we make. So, wonderful. What you're doing for us is a special service as well. I'd never heard of Dawn Landys when Jane Nash in Brighton got in touch in 2010 and recommended this next song, but it's beautiful. She's got a great voice. There's something really beautifully naive about this song. It's called I'm In Love With The Night, and it's perfect Sunday afternoon music. Dawn Landys. Great, isn't she? Dawn Landys, a Song for Guy recommendation from Jane Nash in Brighton, way back in 2010. That's I'm In Love With The Night. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Just tell us the name of the tune and why you love it, and we'll dig it up and we'll have a listen. And if we all agree, then we'll put it on the radio.
Right, where are I? No more to the point, when am I? Let's see. Ah, yes. Today. November the 23rd, 2013. I've been running all my lives, over 900 years through time and space. And today I stop running from myself.
Doctor, it's time.
Yes, my impossible girl, it is time. So, world, are you ready?
Save the day. The Day of the Doctor. Saturday, November 23rd on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Okay, this next tune is Genesis. It's from A Trick of the Tail. And I recently did a post-Gabriel Genesis special on the finest hour to illustrate that there was plenty of good music coming out of that band after Peter's departure, as well as before, of course. This is really beautiful and one of Elbow's favourite tunes. It's rare that we all agree on something quite as strong as we do this song. And the two synthesizers you hear at the end, I'm going to guess at one of them being an ARP and the other one being... I'm not going to make a guess because I'll have all the nerds on my case. But the synthesized solo at the end is a really beautiful moment. And if there are any fans of the band out there, you might know a song of ours called Newborn. It was very, very much informed by this tune. Once again, this is Genesis with Phil Collins at the helm and the beautiful Entangled.
Soon as you're tired. experiment further still. Thanks to our kindness and skill, you'll have no trouble until you catch your breath and the nurse will present you the bill.
Genesis and Entangled. And I'm having second thoughts about not wanting to name the synthesizer on that. I think that was probably an ARP and a Mellotron being played at the same time. That's what I think that sound was. It was certainly responsible use of synthesizers from Genesis. And if you want to correct me, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Hope your Sunday's trucking along beautifully. This next one's by Moondog. If you're not aware of Moondog's work, he's died now. But Moondog was known as the Viking of Sixth Avenue. He lived rough on the streets of New York. He was blind and he composed his music in the street quite often. And he invented his own musical instruments and he dressed as a Viking. This tune you'll remember from Mr. Scruff having a hit with it. But originally it was called Bird's Lament. And Moondog was a beautiful character. Do Google him when the programme's over and have a look at him. Very much a man of peace. The kind of bloke that I bet Jarvis has had round for dinner. Do you know what I mean? You mentioned somebody cool to Jarve and he's like, oh yeah, yeah, I had a brew with him once. Jarve coming up at 4 o'clock, of course. Anyway, here's Moondog and Bird's Lament. Thank you.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Frosted moons, as the snow-caked hedgerows, I bed down upon the drifting snow, sleep beneath the melting sky. I whisper all your names, I know not where you are, but somewhere, 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 here upon this wild abandoned star.
And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling under your spell.
Burning memory, no awakening, no flaming dark, no word of consolation, no arrow through my heart, only a feeble notion, a glimmer from afar that I cling to with my fingers as we go spinning wildly through the stars.
And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling under your spell.
Me to my senses, I rise up with the dew. The snow turns to streams of light, the purple heather grows anew. I call it by your name, I know not where you are, but somehow, somewhere, sometime soon, upon this wild abandoned star.
And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling under your spell.
Bell by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from the album The Lyre of Orpheus. If for any reason you've never got into Nick Cave and you fancy somewhere to start, I would start with The Lyre of Orpheus. It's actually a double album, and The Lyre of Orpheus is the mellower of the discs. That's a good inroad with Nick Cave, I think. Once again, that song was called Spell. This next tune is from Little Dragon. I played a tune by them last week. I don't understand why they're not enormous, you see. So I'm plugging them a little bit in this new slot. It's from the album Ritual Union. It's the title track, and it certainly is responsible use of synthesizers. Take it away.
Hello. now.
Little Dragon and Ritual Union. Great use of synthesizers. I love the production on their records. Excellent stuff. Then this next tune is quite an old one, but again, it's responsible use of synthesizers. It's Gary Newman, who did a program for us on Six Music recently, which was excellent. And the synth through the verse, the held note that then descends towards the end of the phrase. Genius, authentic writing. It's like, what sounds good? All music writing boils down to, in the end, is what do you want to hear next? And somebody just sat there with a key on that synthesizer and thought, that just sounds great, I'm just going to leave it there. And then maybe put a little melody at the end. Great piece of writing. I'm going to play that in a second, but Gary Newman, and this song in particular, always reminds me of something that happened to me as a kid. I heard one of my sisters referring to somebody as a moron. And later on that day, I was listening to Gary Newman and playing Drafts with my dad, and I thought I'd try this word out that I'd never heard before. And as my dad was beating me, I called him a moron a few times, just trying it out, because it sounds quite soft and nice as a word, doesn't it? Oh, you moron. It can't possibly be that insulting, can it? But if you just go off its sound. Of course, it is very insulting, and I think I managed to get three morons in before my father blew his lid, justifiably so. So this tune always reminds me of learning and then unlearning the word moron. Is Gary Newman and Cars. Bit of a tangent that, wasn't it?
Here in my car, I
Newman and Cars. Great synth on that song. More responsible synthesizer use in a bit. Martin from Dorset got in touch with a song for Guy recommendation. Said very nice things about the programme. He described it as beautifully banter-free. I can only think that he wasn't listening to my programme. I never stop crapping on, do I? He says, on the subject of Musica Brasileira, I was asking what Brazil has got to offer the finest hour. Get in touch with your recommendations. Martin recommended a few, including this beautiful song by Elis Regina, or Regina. It's called Aguas de Marco. I've heard a different version of this song, maybe by a Gilberto, but it's just beautiful. Thank you very much for your Song for Guy recommendation, Martin. And here she is, Elis Regina and Aguas de Marco.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo, nó da madeira. Cainga, candeia, é uma tita pereira. É madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira. É mistério profundo, é o queira ou não queira. É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da cumieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa, a ribeira das águas de março. É o fim da canseira, é o pé, é o chão. É a marcha estradeira, passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. Uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão. É regato, é uma fonte, é pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, é pouco sozinho. É estrepe, é prego, é ponta, é ponto. É pingo pingando, é conta, é conto. É peixe, é gesto, é prata brilhando. É a luz da manhã, é o tijolo chegando. É a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana, o estilhaço na estrada. É o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama. É passo, é ponte, é sapo, é rã. É resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É cobra, é pau, é João, é José. É espinho na mão, é corte no pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É passo, é ponte, é sapo, é rã. É belo horizonte, é febre terçã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. Pau, pedra, fim do caminho. Resto de toco, pouco sozinho. Pau, pedra, fim do caminho. Resto de toco, pouco sozinho. Pedra, caminho, toco, sozinho. Pedra, caminho.
Beautiful, eh? Grooving around the kitchen, were we?
I didn't want to be a DJ. I got offered the gig at a Roxy by default. Punk came along and created a musical ground zero. Andrew opened the punk rock club and there wasn't a DJ. And I'd been playing music in the shop, getting a great response to that. And he said, Don, have a go at DJing. And I thought, hey, why not?
This is Don Letts.
I mean, it's how I live. I mean, I listen to music 24/7. I go to bed with the radio on. Culture Clash Radio reflects my musical journey, which started way back when and ends, well, it doesn't. And that's the point. Another thing that I do is I try to embrace the new, because I think we're duty-bound to shine a light on stuff that might otherwise slip under the radar. You know, it's all got a place in my world.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Sunday nights from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Let us know what you're doing when you're listening to the finest hour. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you will be cooking lunch and things like that, but not everybody. I certainly don't do a Sunday lunch. I'm usually recovering from Saturday night, if I'm honest. But too many DJs talk about hangovers, so I'm going to leave that one there. If you do have a hangover, this is for you. This is a live recording of Pentangle, and it's their version of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. This was a recommendation from the Beckopedia, who we'll be meeting again in a few moments' time. But I just love this. It's gorgeous. And hopefully by the end of the piece of music, you'll be so relaxed and involved in it that you'll forget it's a live recording and the audience will surprise you. Pentangle's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat live. If you want that recording, it's on The Collection by Pentangle. Go and buy it. Chris Hardy's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. It's a song I'm very aware of, so it's not exactly a perfect recommendation, because I'm after stuff that I've not heard, either because it was released in a different country or a different era or for whatever reason, because you've not heard me play it. He recommends To Build a Home by the Cinematic Orchestra. And that makes me realise that, because Chris is a regular listener, he says, that makes me realise that I haven't played it in too long. Let's have a listen to that, shall we?
Wooden floors, walls, and windows. tables and chairs warmed by all of the dust. This is a place where I don't feel alone. This is a place where I feel thank you.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your
Joni and Help Me. I love Joni Mitchell. I think she's wonderful. She feels like my auntie or something. That's the opening track. Or is it the opening track? Anyway, it's on Court and Spark. If you've not heard of them, there's a series of books called 33 and a Third. It's an inspired series. They're basically, as a publisher, they get hold of somebody who loves a classic album, somebody who they feel would be qualified to write about write an accompanying volume to classic albums. They're a really beautiful little pocket book, the 33 and a Third series, and they make great Christmas presents, and they're about a tenner each. So the one on Court and Spark, Joni Mitchell's pivotal album, is by Sean Nelson, and he talks about hearing Help Me for the first time in the opening chapter, and it's so beautiful. It's a portrait of him in LA as a child in his mum's VW, unable to figure out how mum knew the words that were coming out of the radio, and remembering the moment that he decided to be someone who sings along to records. And I think he ends the chapter with something along the lines of, "And those of us who aren't hate those of us who are." It's a really beautiful little book. I think it's one of my favourites in the 33 and a Third collection. It's, Court and Spark by Sean Nelson. So there she was. That was Joni. My featured artist this week is my good friend, Richard Swift. This tune's called Lady Luck, and it's off his album Atlantic Ocean, which is, I'm playing one off each of his releases to date. And it's just so laid back and cool. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Swift. great, isn't it? From his album The Atlantic Ocean, that was this week's featured artist, Richard Swift. Lots of love, mate, if you're out there listening. The song's called Lady Luck, by the way. The theme of the finest hour this week is responsible use of synthesizers. Peter Hardy, who works on the programme, was stunned that while showing you guys what it is we do on the finest hour, I didn't include any Talk Talk last week. Talk Talk are, I think, my favourite band ever. So yes, it's time for a bit of Talk Talk. It fits in very much with the theme of responsible use of synthesizers. This song's called It's Getting Late in the Evening. This might be a treat for people who think they know all of Talk Talk stuff and haven't heard all their B-sides, because this was a B-side, astonishingly. The synths in this tune eventually take it over. They swamp it, they flood it, and it's heavenly, with the top end of a Hammond organ helping out as well. Please do turn your radio up and enjoy with me now It's Getting Late in the Evening by Talk Talk. From stars. Talk, that was a B-side. It's on a collection called A-Sides, B-Sides. I'm pretty sure the band had nothing to do with that title. That looks like a record label decision to me. And it's called It's Getting Late in the Evening. If you want somewhere to start with Talk Talk, if you enjoyed that tune, then Colour of Spring is the best place, I think. Listen to that record. It's fantastic and artistic, while still being really quite accessible. And if you love that, move on to Spirit of Eden and Laughingstock. By the way, if you missed the title or the artist of any of these tunes, it's all on the Six Music website.
Folks, you know me. It's your boy Huey. Boys, yeah, y'all. Saturdays, what? Six Music is something to be proud of being a part of. Everybody who works here loves music. There's not like a guy in here who sits in a corner and does like administration work and doesn't love music. Doesn't have a stereo at his desk. You have a responsibility to the listener to deliver really good stuff. And you can't be slack, and that's what the thing Six Music stands for, is like cutting edge, great new music, old jam stuff you haven't heard before, presented by people who know their music and backed up by people who love music. Oh yeah, and it's funky as hell.
The Huey Show.
That's how we roll. Saturday mornings from 10.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
The National are a great band. They've got a new record out and they've started touring in the UK and Ireland, I believe, this week. I'm going to try and catch them when they come through. Lovely guys. I've interviewed Matt, the lead singer and the lyricist, a few times about another song called Green Gloves, which is fantastic. But I think this is my favourite of theirs. If I'm right, I think it was only on an EP. I don't think it made an album. But the words are just so achingly nostalgic while being, I don't know, in the moment, triumphant. I really do rate this guy so highly. The National, listen to the words, of course, and this is The Geese of Beverley Road.
Thank you.
It's great, isn't it? Do catch the National. Go and find out where they're touring near you. They're an amazing live band. And lovely men too. So, what does Brazil have to offer the finest hour? We had a lovely recommendation early on from Martin in Dorset. And then I remembered this one. This is Bebel Gilberto. It's called Samba de Banaco. Very modern, beautiful production with a real, authentic, gorgeous Brazilian voice. She was a great beauty as well, if you want to go and look at her. Bebel Gilberto and Samba de Banaco. Worth pointing out as well that this is an artist that was revealed to me by the Becopedia.
Ser alegre que ser triste, alegria é a melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza, é preciso um bocado de tristeza, senão se faz um samba. Fazer samba não é contar piada, quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. Porque o samba é a tristeza que balança, a tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste, alegria é a melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. O samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
That's gorgeous, isn't it? Bebel Gilberto and Samba de Bonaco. Manuel Golding has been in touch. He says, "Dear Guy, our son Jacob lives in Austin, Texas. This afternoon our time, he's driving home on his own from Buffalo, New York State." This is this time last week, by the way, folks, for your benefit. "Just crossed into Texas on Interstate 30, heading towards Dallas before turning south to Austin. He's been through Cincinnati, Nashville, Memphis and Little Rock on this trip. He has the car radio on, tuned to Radio 6 and your show." How's he done that? In America? That is clever. "He's an avid listener to Radio 6 and especially to your show." Flattery will get you everywhere, Manuel. "Most day he tunes into Radio 6, a beacon of broadcasting civilization in the jungle of Texan broadcasting. Could you say hello to him, please? It'd be terrific for him to hear from a fellow Mancunian. Please give him mum and dad's love and our love to his wife Erica and our lovely grandchildren Lena and Asher. They're all waiting for his return home later today after a very long 3-day trip with the new motor. Give him our dearest love from mum and dad in Wilmslow. Thanks, Guy, Manuel Golding." Well, on the off chance that you tuned in today, Jacob, and that you may be still on the road somewhere or on a different journey, I think, where are you in Austin? I think you're about, I'm going to guess, at 300, 350 miles from Paris, Texas. Hey, can you see where I'm going with this? God, that's why they pay me the big bucks, everyone. That was a slick link, wasn't it? "Here from the soundtrack to Paris." Soundtrack, there you go. Immediately fluffed it. "From the soundtrack to Paris, Texas, is Rykuda. And it's got Harry Dean Stanton singing on this tune. It's what I would listen to if I was driving through Texas on a long journey." Who doesn't love Harry Dean Stanton? He's impossible not to love. He's just got such a lovely face. And he's got a lovely singing voice too. For Jacob, from mum and dad, this is Canción Mixteca by Rykuda with Harry Dean Stanton singing.
Suspiro por verte. io vivo sin lucina. Al verme tan solo y triste, cual hoja al viento, quisiera llorar, quisiera morir de sentimiento.
Mantra Luna.
Simply
Ricky Lee Jones, that was a song for Guy recommendation quite some time ago from Colin Allred. And that was, I believe that was Larry Adler playing the harmonica with her there. She sounded like she was genuinely having a good time there, didn't she? Ricky Lee Jones was Just My Baby. Here's the third and final tune from my featured artist this week, my good friend Richard Swift. This is from another of his records, a fine album called The Novelist. And whereas the first two tunes that I've played you this week of his, Dracula / Hey Man and Lady Luck, while they've been sort of groovy and soul-based, this is another side to Richard's music. And he used to finish his set with this one when he toured with us that time. All his band would wander off singing close harmonies of the refrain at the end of the song. It's called Looking Back, I Should Have Been Home More. And while being sad, it's very, very pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Swift.
Guitars in his parade, and I would write you letters, then I would seal them with a kiss. Hold on, don't you cry, maybe I'll be home tonight.
Richard Swift, go and buy everything he owns. Do let me know what you think of the music I'm programming here. Do let me know, especially if it does make you go and buy some tunes, because I'll sleep better. This next tune by Tom Waits, and I hear the nation scream, "You played Tom Waits last week, Guy, you can't do that." But I can do anything, I'm the chief of police. This is Swordfish Trombone, and it's a really good story. Tom Waits.
Thank you.
like butterfly wings and a mad dog who wouldn't sit still. Went and took up with a Salvation Army band group, played dirty water from a swordfish trombone. They went to sleep at the bottom of Ten Killer Lake. It's a cheap, but it's great to be home. Well, he came home from the war with a party in his head and an idea for a fireworks display. And knew that he'd be ready with a stainless steel machete and a half a pint of Valentine's each day. Let him hole up in a room above a hardware store, crying nothing there but Hollywood tears. Put a spell on some poor little Crutchfield girl. Stayed like that for 27 years. He backed up all his expectations. He lit out for California with a fly swatter banjo on his knee. With Lucky Tiger in his angel hair, Ben's a dream for getting there. Found him in a eucalyptus tree. Lieutenant got him a canary bird and skanked her head with every word. Chesterfield and moonbeams in a song. He got 20 years for loving her from some Oklahoma governor. Said everything this doughboy does is wrong. Now some say he's doing the obituary mambo. Now some say that he's hanging on the wall. Perhaps this yarn is the only thing that holds this man together. Some say that he was never here at all. Some say they saw him down in Birmingham, sleeping in a boxcar going by. And if you think that you can tell a bigger tale, I swear to God you'd have to tell a lie.
Swordfish Trombones from Swordfish Trombones by Tom Waits. His first truly nutty record, that one, and exactly where I pick up on him. I like his balladeering, I do. And apologies to somebody who wanted an earlier track that I didn't play this week, but that's where I start with Tom on that album, and I just love him. Bon Iver's great. I will never forget sitting on a hillside next to the park stage at Glastonbury, watching him play. Very happily sloshed with my friends. Please drink responsibly and all that. It was lovely, and he turned out a fine performance just on his own with a guitar. This achingly beautiful tune is called Forever, Forever Ago. No, it's not. That's the name of the album. It's called Restacks, and it's a late night gambling regret story, and it's from the album Forever, Forever Ago. Just beautiful. Bon Iver. Bon Iver and Ree Stax from the album Forever, Forever Ago. Isn't that just beautiful?
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Radcliffe.
Oi! Don't you start.
And Maccone.
Strange, but not unpleasant.
Together, they're Radcliffe and Maccone.
Hot elbows, one was things that really annoy you. Lauren Barker said she particularly hates Elton John agreeing with Dionne Warwick at the end of That's What Friends Are For.
Quite way he says it.
Yes.
As if to say, that's right, Dion.
I agree with you, Dion.
That's what friends are for.
Yes.
Correct. That's what friends are
for. Yeah. Radcliffe and Maccone. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star.
Around the time that I got into that tune, Pete Turner had his baby daughter Martha, and I'm very pleased to tell you that the baby that was due when I made the last programme is happy and healthy and beautiful, a little boy called Ted Turner. Thank you for your inquiries. Everyone got in touch asking if everyone was all right. They are, they're all great. Ted Turner, do you know what I mean? I trust him already. Ted'll know. Here, Ted, you'll know. Do you know what I mean? Brilliant. This is Animal Collective and My Girls. Fascinating in their ethics, Animal Collective. Fascinating in their aesthetics, in terms of this is very much using dance music sounds, dance music's feel, but using it romantically and really not that beat driven a song. Their live gigs are extraordinary. Anyway, the lyric is very touching, very, very touching indeed. He's basically saying, all I want to do is build a house for my girls. That's what he's saying. Have a listen to the words. And he gets so excited about the thought of building a house for his girls. It's my last tune as well. I'm out after this one. Jarve's taking over. Garvin Jarve, still trying to get that going. Come on, Jarve. Throws a bone. Thanks to Michelle and Peter for helping me put the programme together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'll see you next week. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
Social stand.